Verbessere dein Englisch in 10 Tagen. Heute kommt Teil 3 und wir bereiten uns schon auf die erste Prüfung vor. Viel Spaß! Speed Learning, die Erfolgstechniken für dich und dein Leben. So, hast du schon Schweißausbrüche bekommen, als du gehört hast, dass es um eine Prüfung geht? Entspann dich. Prüfungen sind dafür da, dass man lernt, nicht, dass man durchfällt. Prüfungen sind dafür da, dass man sie besteht und bei Speed Learning sowieso. Heute kommen weitere Texte, die auf dem aufbauen, was du bislang gemacht hast. Teil 3. Auch hier wirst du gleich wieder ein Intro hören und ein Outro. Es endet dann mit einem Zwischentext, in dem du einfach einen Dialog mit unserem KI-Avatar führen sollst. Und nach jedem Outro, wie auch schon die letzten beiden Podcast-Folgen lang, mach wieder eine Pause von ungefähr 20 Minuten, damit dein Gehirn die Sachen verarbeiten kann. Du hast natürlich auch in den jeweiligen Dateien immer noch Tipps, wie du das angehen kannst. Der Grund, warum wir ein Intro und ein Outro haben, ist einfach der, weil diese Dateien eigentlich in einem anderen Podcast beheimatet sind. Aber ich möchte dir hier die Möglichkeit geben, einmal zu erleben, wie dieses Englischtraining innerhalb von 10 Tagen deine Englischkenntnisse voranbringt. Also viel Spaß und freu dich auf den Test. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hallo, ihr Speed Learner da draußen. Herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Es geht um die Vergangenheit wieder. Die Vergangenheit ist ja wichtig, wenn man über die Vergangenheit sprechen kann. Zeigt man, dass man Ahnung von der Fremdsprache hat. Die meisten neuen Lerner oder Anfänger einer Sprache benutzen die Gegenwartsform, um Dinge aus der Vergangenheit zu beschreiben. Und heute geht es um die Woche. Was war also letzte Woche? Was ist so bei dir passiert? Und wir hören mal rein, was Jonathan hier für Vorschläge macht.
Hello and welcome back. Today we are going to talk about what happened in the past, using the different times. Repeat after me. Last Monday I had a car accident.
Last Monday I had a car accident.
Last Tuesday I had to go to hospital.
Last Tuesday I had to go to hospital.
Last Wednesday my dog died.
Last Wednesday my dog died.
Last Thursday I failed the exam.
Last Thursday I failed the exam.
Last Friday I had a power outage in the house.
Last Friday I had a power outage in the house.
Last Saturday there was an earthquake in our town.
Earthquake? What?
Last Sunday my best friend was arrested by the police.
Last Saturday my best friend was arrested by the police.
The last week has really been a nightmare.
The last week has really been a nightmare.
Now I'm going to ask you questions and you please answer yes.
Okay.
Or no.
Okay.
Whichever is right.
Right.
Did you have a car accident last Monday?
No, I didn't have a car accident last Monday.
Did you have to go to hospital last Tuesday?
No, I didn't have to go to hospital last Tuesday.
Did your dog die last Wednesday?
No, my dog didn't die last Wednesday.
Did you fail your exam last Thursday?
No, I didn't fail my exam last Thursday.
Did you have a power outage in your house last Friday?
No, I didn't have a power outage in my house last Friday.
Did you have an earthquake in your town last Saturday?
No earthquake in our town last Saturday.
Was your best friend arrested last Sunday?
Well, I have to phone him. I'm not sure, maybe.
That's working out pretty well already.
Thank you.
Now I ask you, what happened last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so on? Answer truthfully, and if you are missing vocabulary, look it up on the internet. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. What happened last Monday?
Last Monday I went to the Christmas market in Strasbourg, and it was really amazing. I've spent a good time there, and I really liked it.
What happened last Tuesday?
Last Tuesday, I went to the Christmas market in Mainz. It was really amazing and I liked it. Yes.
What happened last Wednesday?
Last Wednesday, I went to the cinema with my son and we had a good time. We were watching a nice film and ate a lot of popcorn there.
What happened last Thursday?
Last Thursday, I visited my parents and, did the shopping with them. And, of course, we went to the Christmas market in Speyer.
What happened last Friday?
Last Friday, I went to the Christmas market in Landau and I really enjoyed it. They had a lot of hot wine and I drank some of them.
What happened last Saturday?
Well, last Saturday, I went to the forest for a walk to get rid of my Glühwein headache.
What happened last Sunday?
Last Sunday, I went to the Christmas market in Traben-Trarbach, and it was an underground Christmas market, and it was really nice. I enjoyed it and had a good time.
Wow. That was quite an achievement. Now repeat this exercise a few more times as you learned it in the earlier videos and then tell someone how your week was. You can tell a friend, a pet or a houseplant. It doesn't matter, the important thing is that you speak actively.
Ja, also du hast richtig gehört. Übrigens, wir haben dieses Bing rausgelöscht aus diesen ganzen Aufnahmen, weil die Hunde unserer Kunden verrückt geworden sind, weil immer dieses Bing zu hören war. Und ich mittlerweile auch. Also auf jeden Fall. Jetzt geht es darum, dass du über die letzte Woche sprechen lernst. Und wir haben ja bei unserem Avatar-Training ein paar Sachen jetzt modifiziert, verbessert. Das heißt, wenn du an der Speed Learning School dieses Avatar-Training besuchst, dann hast du den kompletten Text auf Deutsch, den kompletten Text auf Englisch. Du hast die 100 wichtigsten Ausdrücke der englischen Sprache. Du hast das Vokabelverzeichnis sortiert nach Häufigkeit, dass du weißt, welche Wörter, der insgesamt 2400 Wörter, die dieser Kurs umfasst, am häufigsten vorkommen. Du hast die MP3-Dateien für die englischen Aufnahmen, sodass du ganz entspannt diese Texte auch durchgehen kannst. Hier geht es jetzt also darum, über die letzte Woche zu sprechen. Jonathans letzte Woche war nicht die beste. Dennoch kannst du das natürlich entsprechend für dich anpassen. Du kannst jetzt gleich diese Übung hier im Podcast nochmal machen, kannst stoppen, wann immer du mehr Zeit brauchst. Und du findest ansonsten in dem Link zur Videobeschreibung auch, in der Podcast-Beschreibung auch den Link zu einem Probetraining für unser Avatar-Training. Kannst du es dir mal in Ruhe angucken. Ja, und dann würdest du quasi jede Woche 3 Lektionen freigeschaltet bekommen. Guck dir einfach mal entspannt an. Aber jetzt erzähle mit Jonathan, wie deine Woche war. Und danach erzähle es nochmal einem Freund, einem Haustier, einer Pflanze. Ganz egal, Hauptsache du kommst ins Sprechen. Ich wünsche dir jetzt viel Spaß bei dieser Übung. Und dann hören wir uns beim nächsten Mal wieder. Bis dann.
Hello and welcome back. Today we are going to talk about what happened in the past, using the different times. Repeat after me. Last Monday I had a car accident. Last Tuesday I had to go to hospital. Last Wednesday my dog died. Last Thursday I failed the exam. Last Friday I had a power outage in the house. Last Saturday there was an earthquake in our town. Last Sunday my best friend was arrested by the police. The last week has really been a nightmare. Now I'm going to ask you questions and you please answer yes or no. Whichever is right. Did you have a car accident last Monday? Did you have to go to hospital last Tuesday? Did your dog die last Wednesday? Did you fail your exam last Thursday? Did you have a power outage in your house last Friday? Did you have an earthquake in your town last Saturday? Was your best friend arrested last Sunday? That's working out pretty well already. Now I ask you. What happened last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? And so on. Answer truthfully and if you are missing vocabulary, look it up on the internet. Are you ready? Here we go. What happened last Monday? What happened last Tuesday? What happened last Wednesday? What happened last Thursday? What happened last Friday? What happened last Saturday? What happened last Sunday? Wow! That was quite an achievement. Now repeat this exercise a few more times as you learned it in the earlier videos and then tell someone how your week was. You can tell a friend, a pet or a houseplant. It doesn't matter, the important thing is that you speak actively.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning. Hallo, ihr Speedlearner da draußen. Herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Beim letzten Mal haben wir über die Woche gesprochen, was in der Woche passiert ist. Und heute sprechen wir über das Jahr, also über die verschiedenen Monate und was uns in diesen Monaten so alles Wunderschönes widerfahren ist. Also, mach dich bereit und wie gesagt, ich werde die Übung erst wieder vorführen und anschließend kannst du dir diese Übung nochmal für dich anhören, in deinem Tempo, dann auch mit Zeit zum Stoppen und was du alles brauchst. Also, fangen wir an.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm doing great. Because last year I experienced a lot of great things.
Oh.
That's what I want to tell you about now. Speak after me.
Okay.
In January, my girlfriend got married.
In January, my girlfriend got married.
In February, my nephew was born.
In February, my nephew was born.
In March, we won the lottery.
In March, we won the lottery.
In April, my mother found a new job.
In April, my mother found a new job.
In May, I bought a new car.
In May, I bought a new car.
In June, I fell in love.
In June, I fell in love.
In July, I did fly to the moon.
In July, I did fly to the moon.
In August, we went on holiday to the North Pole.
In August, we went on holiday to the North Pole.
In September, we moved into our new house.
In September, we moved into our new house.
In October, my grandpa turned 100.
In October, my grandpa turned 100.
In November, I won the gold medal in karate.
In November, I won a gold medal in karate.
In December, our penguins had cubs.
In December, our penguin had cubs.
Last year was really great.
Last year was really great.
Now I ask you, what did you do last year? Answer me with a funny statement.
Okay.
You can look up missing vocabulary on the internet again. What did you do last January?
Last January, I went on a cruise to the South Pole to open a penguin restaurant.
What did you do last February?
Last February, I went to the North Pole to meet Santa Claus and his wife and his children.
What did you do last March?
Last March, I flew to Mars together with Elon Musk to cultivate the first plants there for civilization.
What did you do last April?
Last April, I stayed in bed the whole month and had a lot of fun together with my flu.
What did you do last May?
Last May, I went to Ghana to collect plastic waste from the beaches, and it was great fun.
What did you do last June?
Last June I visited Atlantis, and I didn't expect it to be that wet there, but I was equipped well.
What did you do last July?
Last July I climbed on a tree, and then I climbed down, and then I climbed up the tree again and down, and this is what I did the whole month.
What did you do last August?
Last August I cooked the biggest pot of spaghetti you've ever seen, and it has been registered in the Guinness Book of World Records, finally.
What did you do last September?
Last September I did the Camino de Santiago backwards, so I walk backwards all the time.
What did you do last October?
Last October I composed a new song for Milli Vanilli to enable them to pretend they can sing.
What did you do last November?
Last November I actually stood on one leg for the whole month, and in December I took the other one.
What did you do last December?
Well, as I already mentioned, in December I stood on the other leg for the whole month, and it was great fun being like a flamingo, and yes, that was my year.
Obviously your last year was great too.
It was.
Now give yourself a break again and talk about experiences and events that happened to you in your everyday life.
Okay.
Either about things that really happened or you make up fascinating stories.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is to have fun, because fun is the most important thing in learning. See you soon.
Ja, das ist tatsächlich wahr. Also mit Spaß macht das Lernen natürlich nochmal viel mehr Sinn und es fällt natürlich auch deutlich leichter. Also überlege dir jetzt einmal, was bei dir so im letzten Jahr los war. Diese Aufnahme nehme ich am 18. Dezember auf. Das heißt, das Jahr ist schon fast rum und du kannst dir wirklich mal überlegen, was ist denn so im Januar, Februar, März, April passiert. Und entweder du erzählst über die Dinge, die tatsächlich passiert sind, oder du überlegst dir irgendwelche abgefahrenen, lustigen Geschichten. Das ist übrigens auch eine nette Übung, die du mit anderen Sprachlernern machen kannst. Vielleicht hast du ja schon ein Sprachtandem, mit dem du Englisch lernst. Und dann könnt ihr euch gegenseitig wirklich drollige, fantastische und extrem lustige Geschichten erzählen, was so im Laufe des letzten Monats passiert ist. Also, erstmal das, was wirklich passiert ist. Und dann irgendwelche abgefahrenen, ausgedachten Geschichten oder vielleicht auch Dinge, die du im nächsten Jahr vorhast, schon mal als vergangen zu beschreiben. So als würdest du dich mit jemandem im Dezember des nächsten Jahres über das Jahr, das jetzt gerade kommt, unterhalten. Viel Spaß dabei.
Hello. How are you? Oh, thank you. I'm doing great. Because last year I experienced a lot of great things. That's what I want to tell you about now. Speak after me. In January, my girlfriend got married. In February, my nephew was born. In March, we won the lottery. In April, my mother found a new job. In May, I bought a new car. In June I fell in love. In July I did fly to the moon. In August we went on holiday to the North Pole. In September we moved into our new house. In October my grandpa turned 100. In November, I won the gold medal in karate. In December our penguins had cubs. Last year was really great. Now I ask you, what did you do last year? Answer me with a funny statement. You can look up missing vocabulary on the internet again. What did you do last January? What did you do last February? What did you do last March? What did you do last April? What did you do last May? What did you do last June? What did you do last July? What did you do last August? What did you do last September? What did you do last October? What did you do last November? What did you do last December? Obviously, your last year was great too. Now give yourself a break again and talk about experiences and events that happened to you in your everyday life. Either about things that really happened or you make up fascinating stories. The main thing is to have fun, because fun is the most important thing in learning. See you soon.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Wir beschäftigen uns mit Tieren. Hierzu eine kurze Erklärung. Bei unserem Avatar-Training hast du ja normalerweise Videos. Das heißt, du hast auf der einen Seite einen Film, in dem du Jonathan normalerweise anguckst, damit dein Gehirn denkt, du redest mit einer realen Person und somit die Angst vor dem aktiven Sprechen mit anderen Menschen verliert. Und in dem Video, um das es heute geht, da würdest du Tierbilder sehen, also eine Sammlung von verschiedenen Tieren, die so aufgelistet sind. Und darum geht es eben heute in der Podcast-Folge, dieses Video zu beschreiben. Und deswegen werde ich davon sprechen, in der ersten Reihe links und an der zweiten Stelle und in der zweiten Reihe und am Ende der dritten Reihe und so weiter sieht man folgende Tiere. Das nur kurz zur Erklärung. Und ansonsten findest du alles weitere eben an der Speed Learning School dann in dem Avatar-Kurs direkt, inklusive der Texte und der MP3. Doch jetzt starten wir erstmal durch.
Hello. Today we are talking about animals. Mm-hmm. Take a look at this picture. Here you see 15 different animals. In the top row you see a horse in the first picture from the left. To its right is a pig. Then comes a cow. The penultimate animal from the left in the top row is a dog. And the last animal from the left in the top row is a cat. Now repeat the names of the animals in the top row from left to right.
Okay, I'm ready.
A horse.
A horse.
A pig.
A pig.
A cow.
A cow.
A dog.
A dog.
A cat.
A cat.
Let's move on to the middle row. The first animal from the left in the middle row is a goat. To the right of the goat you see a polar bear. In the middle row at the very center are two donkeys. In the penultimate picture from the left in the middle row you see three penguins. And on the last picture from the left in the middle row you can see an elephant. Now repeat the names of the animals in the middle row from left to right.
All right, I'm ready.
A goat.
A goat.
A polar bear.
A polar bear.
A donkey.
A donkey.
A penguin.
A penguin.
An elephant.
An elephant.
Let's finally move on to the bottom row. There we see two sheep in the first picture from the left. To the right of the sheep we see a lion. In the middle of the bottom row we see a chick, which is a small chicken. The penultimate picture from the left in the bottom row shows a monkey. And in the last picture in the bottom row we see a fox. Now repeat the names of the animals in the bottom row from left to right.
All right, I'm ready.
A sheep.
A sheep.
A lion.
A lion.
A chicken.
A chicken.
A monkey.
A monkey.
A fox.
A fox.
Great, now name the 15 animals in order. Start in the top row from left to right, then continue in the middle row until you finally reach the end of the bottom row. All clear?
Yes.
Then start.
All right.
A horse.
A horse.
A pig.
A pig.
A cow.
A cow.
A dog.
A dog.
A cat.
A cat.
A goat.
A goat.
A polar bear.
A polar bear.
A donkey.
A donkey.
A penguin.
A penguin.
An elephant.
An elephant.
A sheep.
A sheep.
A lion.
A lion.
A chicken.
A chicken.
A monkey.
A monkey.
And a fox.
And a fox.
Great. Now repeat the names of the animals until you have memorized them all. Have fun.
Ja, also, wenn du jetzt so ein Bild siehst, auf dem die verschiedenen Tiere zu sehen sind, dann kannst du natürlich auch den Namen des jeweiligen Tieres nennen, bevor Jonathan sagt, wie dieses Tier heißt. Einfach um zu gucken, ob du die Bezeichnung schon kennst. Falls dir Tiere gefehlt haben, kannst du dich heute einfach mal mit dem Thema Tiere beschäftigen. Überleg dir die heimischen Singvögel zum Beispiel, wenn du dich für sowas interessierst. Haustiere, verschiedene Hunderassen oder dann, wir hatten zum Beispiel das Kaninchen, den Rabbit hatten wir nicht dabei oder Hamster oder Guinea Pig, das Meerschweinchen, war auch nicht dabei. Andere Nutztiere möglicherweise, Alpaka oder was gibt's denn noch so? Ja, viele, viele Möglichkeiten. Budgie, der Wellensittich, oder Parrot, der Papagei, Snake, die Schlange, Spider, je nachdem, was du so zu Hause kreuchen und fleuchen hast. Lizard, die Eidechse. Doch jetzt mach die Übung erstmal für dich und ich wünsche dir viel Spaß dabei.
Hello. Today we are talking about animals. Take a look at this picture. Here you see 15 different animals. In the top row you see a horse in the first picture from the left. To its right is a pig. Then comes a cow. The penultimate animal from the left in the top row is a dog. And the last animal from the left in the top row is a cat. Now repeat the names of the animals in the top row from left to right. A horse. A pig. A cow. A dog. A cat. Let's move on to the middle row. The first animal from the left in the middle row is a goat. To the right of the goat you see a polar bear. In the middle row at the very center are two donkeys. In the penultimate picture from the left in the middle row you see three penguins. And on the last picture from the left in the middle row you can see an elephant. Now repeat the names of the animals in the middle row from left to right. A goat. A polar bear. A donkey. A penguin. An elephant. Let's finally move on to the bottom row. There we see two sheep in the first picture from the left. To the right of the sheep we see a lion. In the middle of the bottom row we see a chick, which is a small chicken. The penultimate picture from the left in the bottom row shows a monkey. And in the last picture in the bottom row we see a fox. Now repeat the names of the animals in the bottom row from left to right. A sheep. A lion. A chicken. A monkey. A fox. Great, now name the 15 animals in order. Start in the top row from left to right, then continue in the middle row until you finally reach the end of the bottom row. All clear? Then start. A horse. A pig. A cow. A dog. A cat. A goat. A polar bear. A donkey. A penguin. An elephant. A sheep. A lion. A chicken. A monkey. And a fox. Great. Now repeat the names of the animals until you have memorized them all. Have fun.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Es geht um einen Ordinary Day, also einen ganz gewöhnlichen, normalen Tag. Wie sieht der bei dir aus? Stoppe doch jetzt mal diese heutige Podcast-Folge und versuche auf Englisch deinen normalen Alltag zu beschreiben. Wann stehst du auf? Was machst du dann anschließend? Frühstückst du zu Hause oder auswärts? Gehst du zur Arbeit oder arbeitest du im Homeoffice? Wie ist die Familie so aufgestellt? Also probier es doch mal. Und dann, ja, dann höre dir die heutige Übung an und ich werde sie wieder vorführen und anschließend hast du die Möglichkeit, sie wieder für dich in deinem Tempo zu gestalten. Also wir starten.
Hello. Today I would like to tell you what a normal weekday looks like for me. In the morning at 6 o'clock I get up and meditate for about 20 minutes. Then I study foreign languages for half an hour. Before I go to the bathroom, There I brush my teeth.
That's very helpful.
Take a shower.
Oh, smells good.
And get dressed.
Oh, that's even practical.
I then wake up the rest of the family.
Aha, so you're not waking up them naked.
And prepare breakfast for all of us.
Oh, that's very kind. That's what men do in the morning.
We usually have bread with cheese and sausage or jam for breakfast.
Ugh, disgusting.
We drink coffee or tea with it.
Okay, the children also drink coffee?
Sometimes we also have muesli with milk.
Muesli with milk. Very healthy.
After breakfast, I take the children to school.
Okay, and your wife, what's she doing?
And drive to the office.
Aha, so you're a power man.
There I work until about 3 p.m.
That's not very long, to be honest.
And then drive home. There I meet my children when they come home from school.
Ah, okay.
Sometimes they also go to sports straight after school. Or meet up with friends.
Yes, leisure activities are important for kids.
On Wednesdays, I always go straight to the supermarket after work to do some shopping.
Well, why Wednesdays?
Then when I get home, I relax for an hour.
Oh, that's nice. Having children relax.
By reading a book in another language.
Ah, that's relaxing.
Or talking to my language learning partner on the phone.
Mm-hmm, I see.
Then I do some work around the house or in the garden. Before the rest of the family comes home.
Okay, who's the rest of the family, by the way?
Together we prepare dinner.
Dinner is good.
And everyone tells what they have experienced all day.
Okay, probably in a foreign language, I suppose.
After dinner we play some cards or another social game.
Oh, that's lovely. Better than watching TV.
In summer, we also like to go for a walk after dinner.
Yeah, summer walks are great.
Afterwards we all get ready for bed.
All at the same time.
And when the children are asleep, I learn some vocabulary.
Ah, you're very diligent.
Around 10 p.m. I turn off the lights and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, now repeat the sentences or tell me about your day. If you're missing certain vocabulary, look it up on the internet. I'm curious to hear what a normal day in your life looks like.
Ja, also, jetzt bist du dran. Wenn es vorher noch nicht so gut geklappt hat, schlag auch gerne Vokabeln im Internet oder so nach. Und das ist auch wieder eine tolle Übung, die du mit einem Sprachlernpartner machen kannst. Einfach mal zu überlegen, was mache ich eigentlich so den ganzen Tag? Und ich sage gern, man muss die goldene Stunde des Tages meistern. Die goldene Stunde ist die erste Stunde des Tages. Wenn du in der Lage bist, die goldene Stunde des Tages zu meistern, also das, was du in der ersten Stunde eines Tages tust oder kommunizierst, auf Englisch zu tun, dann wird sich diese goldene Stunde wahrscheinlich jeden Tag wiederholen. Denn 80% deines Wortschatzes wiederholen sich ja jeden Tag. Das muss man sich mal klar machen. Also wenn du im Business bist, also arbeitest irgendwo und selbst wenn auch nicht, dann hast du für gewöhnlich an den Tagen von Montag bis Freitag, an den Werktagen, 80% des Wortschatzes, der sich wiederholt. Genau, also, sprich jetzt mal darüber, was du so den ganzen Tag machst und dann antworte doch einfach jetzt auf Jonathans Aussagen mit deiner entsprechenden Tätigkeit, was du dann tun würdest. Viel Spaß!
Hello. Today I would like to tell you what a normal weekday looks like for me. In the morning at 6 o'clock I get up and meditate for about 20 minutes. Then I study foreign languages for half an hour. Before I go to the bathroom, there I brush my teeth, take a shower, and get dressed. I then wake up the rest of the family and prepare breakfast for all of us. We usually have bread with cheese and sausage or jam for breakfast. We drink coffee or tea with it. Sometimes we also have muesli with milk. After breakfast, I take the children to school and drive to the office. There I work until about 3 p.m. and then drive home. There I meet my children when they come home from school. Sometimes they also go to sports straight after school or meet up with friends. On Wednesdays, I always go straight to the supermarket after work to do some shopping. Then when I get home, I relax for an hour by reading a book in another language or talking to my language learning partner on the phone. Then I do some work around the house or in the garden before the rest of the family comes home. Together we prepare dinner. And everyone tells what they have experienced all day. After dinner we play some cards or another social game. In summer, we also like to go for a walk after dinner. Afterwards, we all get ready for bed. And when the children are asleep, I learn some vocabulary. Around 10 p.m. I turn off the lights and go to sleep. So, now repeat the sentences or tell me about your day. If you're missing certain vocabulary, look it up on the internet. I'm curious to hear what a normal day in your life looks like.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Es geht um einen Ordinary Day, also einen ganz gewöhnlichen, normalen Tag. Wie sieht der bei dir aus? Stoppe doch jetzt mal diese heutige Podcast-Folge und versuche auf Englisch deinen normalen Alltag zu beschreiben. Wann stehst du auf? Was machst du dann anschließend? Frühstückst du zu Hause oder auswärts? Gehst du zur Arbeit oder arbeitest du im Homeoffice? Wie ist die Familie so aufgestellt? Also probier es doch mal und dann, ja, dann höre dir die heutige Übung an und ich werde sie wieder vorführen und anschließend hast du die Möglichkeit, sie wieder für dich in deinem Tempo zu gestalten. Also wir starten.
Hello. Today I would like to tell you what a normal weekday looks like for me. In the morning at 6 o'clock I get up and meditate for about 20 minutes. Then I study foreign languages for half an hour. Before I go to the bathroom, There I brush my teeth.
That's very helpful.
Take a shower.
Oh, smells good.
And get dressed.
Oh, that's even practical.
I then wake up the rest of the family.
Aha, so you're not waking up them naked.
And prepare breakfast for all of us.
Oh, that's very kind. That's what men do in the morning.
We usually have bread with cheese and sausage or jam for breakfast.
Ugh, disgusting.
We drink coffee or tea with it.
Okay, the children also drink coffee?
Sometimes we also have muesli with milk.
Muesli with milk? Very healthy.
After breakfast, I take the children to school.
Okay, and your wife, what's she doing?
And drive to the office.
Aha, so you're a power man.
There I work until about 3 p.m.
That's not very long, to be honest.
And then drive home. There I meet my children when they come home from school.
Ah, okay.
Sometimes they also go to sports straight after school. Or meet up with friends.
Yes, leisure activities are important for kids.
On Wednesdays, I always go straight to the supermarket after work to do some shopping.
Well, why Wednesdays?
Then when I get home, I relax for an hour.
Oh, that's nice. Having children relax.
By reading a book in another language.
Ah, that's relaxing.
Or talking to my language learning partner on the phone.
I see.
Then I do some work around the house or in the garden. Before the rest of the family comes home.
Okay, who's the rest of the family, by the way?
Together we prepare dinner.
Dinner is good.
And everyone tells what they have experienced all day.
Okay, probably in a foreign language, I suppose.
After dinner, we play some cards or another social game.
Oh, that's lovely. Better than watching TV.
In summer, we also like to go for a walk after dinner.
Yeah, summer walks are great.
Afterwards, we all get ready for bed.
All at the same time.
And when the children are asleep, I learn some vocabulary.
Ah, you're very diligent.
Around 10 p.m. I turn off the lights and go to sleep.
Okay.
So, now repeat the sentences or tell me about your day. If you're missing certain vocabulary, look it up on the internet. I'm curious to hear what a normal day in your life looks like.
Ja, also, jetzt bist du dran. wenn es vorher noch nicht so gut geklappt hat, schlag auch gerne Vokabeln im Internet oder so nach. Und das ist auch wieder eine tolle Übung, die du mit einem Sprachlernpartner machen kannst. Einfach mal zu überlegen, was mache ich eigentlich so den ganzen Tag? Und ich sage gern, man muss die goldene Stunde des Tages meistern. Die goldene Stunde ist die erste Stunde des Tages. Wenn du in der Lage bist, die goldene Stunde des Tages zu meistern, also das, was du in der ersten Stunde eines Tages tust oder kommunizierst, auf Englisch zu tun, dann wird sich diese goldene Stunde wahrscheinlich jeden Tag wiederholen. Denn 80% deines Wortschatzes wiederholen sich ja jeden Tag. Das muss man sich mal klar machen. Also wenn du im Business bist, also arbeitest irgendwo, und selbst wenn auch nicht, dann hast du für gewöhnlich an den Tagen von Montag bis Freitag, an den Werktagen, 80% des Wortschatzes, der sich wiederholt. Genau, also sprich jetzt mal darüber, was du so den ganzen Tag machst, und dann antworte doch einfach jetzt auf Jonathans Aussagen mit deiner entsprechenden Tätigkeit, was du dann tun würdest. Viel Spaß.
Hello. Today I would like to tell you what a normal weekday looks like for me. In the morning at 6 o'clock I get up and meditate for about 20 minutes. Then I study foreign languages for half an hour. Before I go to the bathroom, there I brush my teeth, take a shower, and get dressed. I then wake up the rest of the family and prepare breakfast for all of us. We usually have bread with cheese and sausage or jam for breakfast. We drink coffee or tea with it. Sometimes we also have muesli with milk. After breakfast, I take the children to school and drive to the office. There I work until about 3 p.m. and then drive home. There I meet my children when they come home from school. Sometimes they also go to sports straight after school or meet up with friends. On Wednesdays, I always go straight to the supermarket after work to do some shopping. Then when I get home, I relax for an hour by reading a book in another language or talking to my language learning partner on the phone. Then I do some work around the house or in the garden before the rest of the family comes home. Together we prepare dinner and everyone tells what they have experienced all day. After dinner we play some cards or another social game. In summer, we also like to go for a walk after dinner. Afterwards we all get ready for bed. And when the children are asleep I learn some vocabulary. Around 10 p.m. I turn off the lights and go to sleep. So, now repeat the sentences or tell me about your day. If you're missing certain vocabulary, look it up on the internet. I'm curious to hear what a normal day in your life looks like.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Herzlich willkommen zu dieser Folge des Englisch Lernen Podcasts, der Podcast, der das Avatar-Training an der Speed Learning School in der Audioform präsentiert. Wenn du dich intensiver mit dem Thema beschäftigen möchtest, kannst du an der Speed Learning School den Probekurs einfach mal anschauen. Da siehst du dann auch, wie das Ganze mit Text und Video und MP3-Unterstützung abläuft. Und du kannst dich natürlich dann auch bei Fragen jederzeit bei uns melden. Heute geht es um Berufe. Zunächst einmal um Berufe, die gleichzeitig auch Farben oder Nachnamen sind. Ah, nein, stimmt gar nicht. Das haben wir dann bei den Telefongesprächen etwas später. Also heute geht es einfach nur mal um Berufe. Berufe, die man beschreibt, wo man gefragt wird, was machst du beruflich? Und dann kannst du dir schon mal überlegen, wie du auf Englisch über deinen Beruf reden würdest. Und vielleicht ist ja dein Beruf auch gleich bei der Liste dabei. Ich demonstriere diese Technik wieder und anschließend hast du dann natürlich wieder Zeit, um selbst in deinem Tempo diese Übung zu wiederholen. Und wie gesagt, die Texte dazu und auch die Videos findest du auf unserer Seite speedlearning-international-school.com. Doch jetzt starten wir mit den Professions.
Hello.
Hi.
Today we are talking about professions.
That's good.
I'll ask you what you do for a living and give you a profession.
Yeah.
Here's an example. I ask you, what do you do for a living? And say to that, teacher. Then you answer, I am a teacher.
Oh, that's easy.
Now I ask the question, state the profession and then give you a moment before I say the correct answer. All right. Then let's get started. What do you do for a living? Doctor.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor. What do you do for a living? Teacher.
Teacher. I'm a teacher.
I'm a teacher.
What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living? Architect.
Architect. I am an architect.
I am an architect.
What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living? Salesman.
Salesman. I am a salesman.
I'm a salesman. What do you do for a living? Hairdresser.
I'm a hairdresser. What do you do for a living?
I am a hairdresser.
What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living? Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur.
I am an entrepreneur.
What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living? Lawyer.
Lawyer. I'm a lawyer.
I am a lawyer.
What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living? Electrician.
Electrician. I am an electrician.
I am an electrician. What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living?
Cook.
Cook. I am a cook.
I am a cook.
I'm James Cook. What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living? Nurse.
I'm a nurse. Übrigens male und female.
I am a nurse.
Für Männer und Frauen.
What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living?
Gardener.
Gardener. I'm a gardener.
I am a gardener. What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living?
Taxi driver.
Taxi driver. I am a taxi driver.
I'm a taxi driver. What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living?
Painter.
I am a painter man.
I am a painter.
Painter man.
What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living?
Musician.
Musician. I am a musician.
I'm a musician.
I'm a musician.
What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living?
Artist.
Artist. I am an artist.
I'm an artist.
I'm an artist.
What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living?
Farmer.
Farmer. I am a farmer.
I am a farmer. What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living?
Biologist.
Biologist. I am a biologist.
I am a biologist. What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living?
Physicist.
Physicist. I am a physicist.
I am a physicist. What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living?
Police officer.
Police officer. I'm a police officer.
I'm a police officer. What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living?
Computer scientist.
I am a computer scientist.
I am a computer scientist.
Well done.
Very good. Did you miss any profession?
Some of them.
Then complete the list of professions from this video and go to the next exercise.
Alright then. So, jetzt hast du gleich wieder Zeit, diese Übung für dich zu machen. Bedenke dran, wenn es heißt I am a, immer dann, wenn der Beruf mit einem Selbstlaut, einem Vokal A, E, I, O, U beginnt, dann ist es nicht a, sondern N. Man packt also das N noch dran, weil Optician zum Beispiel irgendwie komisch klingt, deswegen nimmt man diese Hilfskonstruktion mit dem N. Das nur am Rande, weil das immer mal wieder auftauchen wird. Wenn dein Beruf nicht dabei war, dann ja, such ihn raus und ergänze ihn. Und ansonsten ist es so, dass außerhalb Deutschlands natürlich auch nicht gegendert wird. Das macht keine andere Nation in dem Maße, wie die Deutschen es im Moment tun. Von daher, Nurse, Krankenschwester, gilt für Männer und Frauen. Teacher gilt für Männer und Frauen. Doctor gilt für Männer und Frauen. Also, wenn du Krankenpfleger bist, dann bist du eine Nurse. Wenn du Ärztin bist, dann bist du a Doctor. Wenn du Lehrerin bist, dann bist du ein Teacher. Und wenn du ein Lehrer bist, bist du ebenso ein Teacher. Es ist ein grammatikalisches Geschlecht und kein biologisches. Das haben die anderen Länder verstanden. In Deutschland sind wir gerade dabei, es zu lernen. Also, jetzt geht's weiter mit Berufen. Du bist an der Reihe. Wenn es dir zu schnell geht, dann stopp einfach. Viel Spaß.
Hello. Today we are talking about professions. I'll ask you what you do for a living and give you a profession. Here's an example. I ask you, what do you do for a living? And say to that, teacher. Then you answer, I am a teacher. Now I ask the question, state the profession and then give you a moment before I say the correct answer. All right? Then let's get started. What do you do for a living? Doctor. I'm a doctor. What do you do for a living? Teacher. I'm a teacher. What do you do for a living? Architect. I am an architect. What do you do for a living? Salesman. I'm a salesman. What do you do for a living? Hairdresser. I am a hairdresser. What do you do for a living? Entrepreneur. I am an entrepreneur. What do you do for a living? Lawyer. I am a lawyer. What do you do for a living? Electrician. I am an electrician. What do you do for a living? Cook. I am a cook. What do you do for a living? Nurse. I am a nurse. What do you do for a living? Gardener. I am a gardener. What do you do for a living? Taxi driver. I'm a taxi driver. What do you do for a living? Painter. I am a painter. What do you do for a living? Musician. I'm a musician. What do you do for a living? Artist. I'm an artist. What do you do for a living? Farmer. I am a farmer. What do you do for a living? Biologist. I am a biologist. What do you do for a living? Physicist. I am a physicist. What do you do for a living? Police officer. I'm a police officer. What do you do for a living? Computer scientist. I am a computer scientist. Very good. Did you miss any profession? Then complete the list of professions from this video and go to the next exercise.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge Englisch lernen mit dem Avatar-Training der Speed Learning International School. Wie läuft es mit den Berufen von gestern, die Berufe der letzten Podcast-Folge? Vielleicht hast du ein paar Berufe vermisst, vielleicht möchtest du aber auch lernen, wie man intensiver und noch detaillierter über seinen Beruf spricht. Und genau das werden wir heute tun. Du wirst nicht nur gefragt, was du beruflich machst, sondern auch, was man genau in diesem Beruf macht. Und das ist gar nicht so einfach, das immer so auf den Punkt zu bringen. Hier bekommst du jetzt heute ein paar Beispiele für verschiedene Berufe. Stoppe doch diesen Podcast mal kurz und beantworte auf Englisch mal die Frage für deinen Beruf. Was machst du denn genau? Und wenn du die Frage beantwortet hast, dann starte den Podcast wieder, denn dann starten wir gemeinsam.
Hello.
Hi.
Today we are going to deepen the conversations about professions.
Great.
You ask me, what do you do for a living?
Mm-hmm.
I answer you, for example, astronaut. And then you ask me, what exactly does an astronaut do? I answer you, as an astronaut, you are launched into space in a white spacesuit and rocket and spend a few weeks or months above the Earth. And you then say, I see. As an astronaut, you are launched into space in a white spacesuit and rocket and spend a few weeks or months above the Earth.
That's challenging.
All right, let's get started.
Okay.
Ask me, what do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living?
I am a pharmacist.
And what does a pharmacist do?
Pharmacists sell medicines and sometimes make them themselves.
I see. Pharmacists sell medicine and sometimes make them themselves.
I am an optician.
Okay.
Opticians repair glasses, make glasses and fit glasses.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I am a writer.
What does a writer do?
Authors write books.
Aha. What do you do for a living?
I am a baker.
What does a baker do?
Bakers make baked goods such as breads or cakes.
What do you do for a living?
I am a detective.
What does detectives exactly do?
Detectives observe and investigate to gain information for their clients.
What do you do for a living?
I am a firefighter.
What does firefighter do?
Firefighters are responsible for fighting fires and helping with accidents or salvage operations.
What do you do for a living?
I am a photographer.
What does a photographer do?
Photographers take pictures of people, products or events and plan photo shoots.
Okay, I see. What do you do for a living?
I am a hairdresser.
What do hairdressers exactly do?
Hairdressers wash, cut, color and style hair.
What do you do for a living?
I am a gardener.
What do gardeners do?
Gardeners lovingly tend gardens, cemetery graves and yards.
What do you do for a living?
I am a journalist.
What do journalists do?
Journalists collect, process and disseminate information in newspapers, radio or television.
What do you do for a living?
I am a cook.
What do cooks do?
Cooks plan, order and store food, prepare it and dress dishes.
What do you do for a living?
I am a farmer.
What does farmer do?
Farmers produce and sell plant and animal products.
What do you do for a living?
I am a butcher.
What do butchers do?
Butchers cut meat and process it further, for example into sausages or steaks.
What do you do for a living?
Notary public.
What is it? What do they do?
Notaries certify wills, marriage contracts and contracts of sale for real estate.
What do you do for a living?
I am a psychotherapist.
What do psychotherapists do?
Psychotherapists diagnose and treat mental illness.
What do you do for a living?
I am an animal keeper.
What do animal keepers do?
Animal keepers look after the welfare of animals in zoos, aquariums or animal shelters.
What do you do for a living?
Very good.
Ah, okay.
Now tell me what you do for a living and what exactly is done in your profession.
Oh, I'm not working anymore. I'm kind of retired.
Wonderful. That was very interesting. See you next time.
Ja, also diese Übung hat jetzt zwei verschiedene Schwierigkeitsstufen. Die Demonstration war jetzt die erste Schwierigkeitsstufe. Und du siehst, das Zeitfenster, um die Antwort zu geben, ist relativ knapp bemessen. Wenn du jetzt gleich diese Übung nochmal anhörst, kannst du natürlich den Podcast jederzeit stoppen. Beim Avatar-Training hast du dann auch die entsprechenden Texte, sodass du nicht nur in die Frage gehen kannst, what do you do for a living und what does this profession exactly do, sondern du kannst auch die Antworten wiederholen, indem du einfach hier den Podcast stoppst oder dann entsprechend mit Hilfe der Texte, die du dann lesen kannst und verinnerlichen kannst und dadurch deinen Wortschatz natürlich nochmal deutlich erweiterst, kannst du diese verschiedenen Erklärungen, was die jeweilige Berufsgruppe tatsächlich tut, ausführen und so natürlich das Training und gerade auch diese Lektion auf eine deutlich anspruchsvollere Niveaustufe bringen. Jetzt erstmal nochmal die Frage, what do you do for a living? Was machst du? Überleg dir die Antwort darauf und dann, ja, hast du jetzt die Möglichkeit, mit Jonathan diese Übung noch einmal ohne mein Hinzutun und Zwischenreingequake durchzuführen. Viel Spaß und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Hello. Today we are going to deepen the conversations about professions. You ask me, what do you do for a living? I answer you, for example, astronaut. And then you ask me, what exactly does an astronaut do? I answer you, as an astronaut, you are launched into space in a white spacesuit and rocket and spend a few weeks or months above the Earth. And you then say, I see. As an astronaut, you are launched into space in a white spacesuit and rocket and spend a few weeks or months above the Earth. All right, let's get started. Ask me, what do you do for a living? I am a pharmacist. Pharmacists sell medicines and sometimes make them themselves. I am an optician. Opticians repair glasses, make glasses and fit glasses. I am a writer. Authors write books. I am a baker. Bakers make baked goods such as breads or cakes. I am a detective. Detectives observe and investigate to gain information for their clients. I am a firefighter. Firefighters are responsible for fighting fires and helping with accidents or salvage operations. I am a photographer. Photographers take pictures of people, products or events and plan photo shoots. I am a hairdresser. Hairdressers wash, cut, color and style hair. I am a gardener. Gardeners lovingly tend gardens, cemetery graves and yards. I am a journalist. Journalists collect, process and disseminate information in newspapers, radio or television. I am a cook. Cooks plan, order and store food, prepare it and dress dishes. I am a farmer. Farmers produce and sell plant and animal products. I am a butcher. Butchers cut meat and process it further, for example into sausages or steaks. Notary public. Notaries certify wills, marriage contracts and contracts of sale for real estate. I am a psychotherapist. Psychotherapists diagnose and treat mental illness. I am an animal keeper. Animal keepers look after the welfare of animals in zoos, aquariums or animal shelters. Very good. Now tell me what you do for a living and what exactly is done in your profession. Wonderful. That was very interesting. See you next time.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning. Hello and welcome to this episode of this podcast to learn English. Herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Wir sprechen über die Familie. Du wirst jetzt gleich die Miller Family vorgestellt bekommen. Miller ist einer der häufigsten Namen im englischsprachigen Raum, so wie wir vergleichbare Namen auch in der deutschen Sprache haben. Und anschließend wirst du aufgefordert, über die Miller-Familie zu sprechen. Also du hörst zuerst die Information und sollst anschließend erzählen, ja, worum es so bei denen geht. Also Mutter, Vater, Sohn, Tochter, was die so machen beruflich und in ihrer Freizeit. Ach, weißt du was? Wir hören einfach mal rein und dann gibt's ein Beispiel dazu.
Hello.
Hi.
Today we are talking about the family.
Fine.
This is the Miller family. Mr. and Mrs. Miller have two children. Their daughter is called Alexandra and their son is called Maximilian. Alexandra is 11 years old and goes to grammar school.
Okay, in dem Avatar-Video sieht man das jetzt natürlich auch illustriert als Cartoon.
In her free time she likes to read books.
Da sieht man jetzt Alexandra, wie sie Bücher liest. Das muss man jetzt einfach mal vorstellen.
Ms. Miller is a doctor and works in a hospital in the city.
Genau.
In her spare time, she likes to ride her bike.
Und da sieht man sie, wie sie von links nach rechts über den Bildschirm flitzt, auf ihrem Fahrrad.
Mr. Miller works as a police officer in a neighboring town.
Genau, smarte Uniform, Schlagstock an der Seite, Mütze auf, cooler Typ.
In his spare time, he likes to play the guitar.
Just like 199, just like the one I know, the one policeman that I know who plays the guitar in his leisure time.
Maximilian is 9 years old and goes to school.
Ist auch gut so.
In his free time he likes to play video games.
Das, naja, ist wohl im Moment so, dass die Jungs das machen. Mädchen, glaube ich, weniger.
Mr. and Mrs. Miller are the parents of Alexandra and Maximilian. Alexandra and Maximilian are the children of Mr. and Mrs. Miller. So, now you see the film again. Tell me the story about the Miller family.
So, wir müssen das jetzt aus dem Kopf machen. To summarize the information about the Miller family, weil wir ja hier den Film nicht sehen. Also, Mr. and Mrs. Miller have two children. Their daughter is called Alexandra and their son is called Maximilian. Alexandra is, I think, 11 or 12 years old and she goes to school. And in her spare time, in her free time, in her leisure time, she likes to read books. Mrs. Miller is a doctor and she works in a nearby hospital. In her spare time, she likes to ride the bike. Mr. Miller is a policeman in a neighbor town, and in his spare time, he likes to play the guitar. He seems to be quite good at playing the guitar. Maximilian is 9 years old and he goes to school. In his spare time, he likes to do video games. Mr. and Mrs. Miller are the parents, and Alexandra and Maximilian are the children in the Miller family.
Great, you did that well.
Thank you.
Now try to tell a story like this about your own family or friends, or about your neighbors or work colleagues. If you are missing vocabulary, look it up on the internet. Have fun.
Gut, also, hör dir jetzt nochmal die Geschichte an, wiederhole die Geschichte zu den Millers und dann deine Familiengeschichte oder die eines Freundes oder Kollegen. Viel Spaß und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Hello. Today we are talking about the family. This is the Miller family. Mr. and Mrs. Miller have two children. Their daughter is called Alexandra and their son is called Maximilian. Alexandra is 11 years old and goes to grammar school. In her free time, she likes to read books. Ms. Miller is a doctor and works in a hospital in the city. In her spare time, she likes to ride her bike. Mr. Miller works as a police officer in a neighboring town. In his spare time, he likes to play the guitar. Maximilian is 9 years old and goes to school. In his free time, he likes to play video games. Mr. and Mrs. Miller are the parents of Alexandra and Maximilian. Alexandra and Maximilian are the children of Mr. and Mrs. Miller. So, now you see the film again. Tell me the story about the Miller family. We'll be right back. Great, you did that well. Now try to tell a story like this about your own family or friends, or about your neighbors or work colleagues. If you are missing vocabulary, look it up on the internet. Have fun.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning. Herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge Englisch lernen mit dem Avatar-Training der Speed Learning International School. Heute geht es um Telefonate. Telefonieren ist gerade im Business auf Englisch sehr wichtig. Es ist fast schon egal, in welcher Position du bist. Telefonate, sei es über die Standleitung, über Mobiltelefone oder auch über Zoom, Teams, welches Programm auch immer ihr verwendet, kommen fast täglich in Unternehmen vor. Deswegen sollte die nachfolgende Übung für dich ein Kinderspiel sein. Lass uns einfach mal beginnen. Ich demonstriere die Übung wieder und anschließend hast du die Möglichkeit, sie nochmal alleine durchzuführen. Viel Spaß.
Hello.
Hi.
Today we are going to practice telephone conversations.
I love it.
Imagine that you are calling a family or a company and want to speak to someone. In our case, we would like to speak to Tony.
Tony.
To do this, you can use the following sentences and replace my name with yours. Hello, my name is Jonathan. Can I speak to Tony, please?
Okay.
Your interlocutor will then reply with, one moment, please, I'll put you through to Tony.
Okay, that's easy.
Or with, one moment, please, I'll put Tony on the phone. I'm going to name various people and you are to introduce yourself on the phone and ask for that person.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Then let's get started. With Maria.
Hello, my name is Sven. Can I talk to Maria, please? Or, I would like to talk with Maria, please. Or, is Maria around?
One moment, please. I'll get Maria on the phone.
Thank you.
With Mr. Carpenter.
Hello, my name is Sven. I would like to talk to Mr. Carpenter, please. Can I talk to Mr. Carpenter, please? Is Mr. Carpenter around?
One moment, please. I'll put you through to Mr. Carpenter. With Mrs. Bricklayer.
Hello, my name is Sven. Can I talk to Mrs. Bricklayer, please? It's really urgent. I need to talk to her. Thank you.
One moment, please. I'll put you through to Mrs. Bricklayer. With Patrick.
Hello, good morning, sir. My name is Sven, and I was wondering if I could talk to Patrick, please.
One moment, please. I'll put Patrick on the phone. With Mr. Taylor.
Hello, my name is Sven Frank. Can you tell me if Mr. Taylor is available at the moment? I would like to talk with him, please.
One moment, please. I'll put you through to Mr. Taylor. With Sarah.
Hello, my name is Sven. Is Sarah around? I would like to have a chat with her. Can you pass me to Sarah, please?
One moment, please. I'll put Sarah on the phone. With Mrs. Baker.
Hello, my name is Sven. Sorry, is this the number of Mrs. Baker? I'm looking for Mrs. Baker from London.
One moment, please. I'll put you through to Mrs. Baker. With Mr. Green.
Hello, my name is Sven. I would like to talk to Mr. Green, please, if that's possible. Just for a second, I need to talk to him.
One moment, please. I'll put Mr. Green on the phone. With Mr. Black.
Hello, my name is Sven. I had a message from Mr. Black on my answer phone. Is he around? I would like to talk to him about his inquiry.
One moment, please. I'll put you through to Mr. Black. With Mrs. White.
Hello, my name is Sven. Mrs. White has ordered some products and I need to talk to her because there might be some challenges.
One moment, please. I'll put Mrs. White on the phone. With Mr. Gray.
Hello, this is the police. My name is Sven, and I would like to talk to Mr. Gray, please. Please, Mr. Gray, please, please, please.
One moment, please. I'll put you through to Mr. Gray. With Mrs. Brown.
Hello, this is Sven calling from the local party. I would like to talk to Mrs. Brown, the inventor of the brownies, please.
One moment, please. I'll put Mrs. Braun on the phone. That was very good. Now it's time for a break again, and then think about which sentences you use in your mother tongue on the phone. Then translate these sentences into your target language and find the words on the internet that you don't know yet. Have fun and see you next time.
Ja, das ist an sich auch immer eine gute Möglichkeit, wenn du so eine Übung machst. Notiere dir mal oder nimm mal auf, wie du tatsächlich Telefonate auf Deutsch führst und übersetze das dann entsprechend in die englische Sprache. So hast du natürlich das Vokabular, das du tatsächlich tagtäglich verwendest, inklusive der Gesprächskonversationen, die für dich relevant sind. Was du vielleicht gemerkt hast, das haben wir absichtlich so gemacht, ist, dass die Nachnamen gleichzeitig Berufe oder auch Farben waren. Also Carpenter, Black, White, Green, Gray und Bricklayer, Taylor. Das sind alles Handwerksberufe, die wir ja auch haben. Herr Schneider, Herr Bäcker, Frau Weiß, Frau Grau, Frau Schwarz, Frau Braun und so weiter. Und jetzt geht es wirklich darum, dass du diese Telefongespräche trainierst, gerne auch unterschiedliche Formulierungen dazu und im besten Fall in dem Tempo, das dir hier die Avatar-KI entsprechend vorgibt. Also, jetzt bist du an der Reihe, wünsche dir viel Spaß dabei und wenn du mehr möchtest, dann hol dir ein Abo an der Speed Learning International School. Du findest den Link nochmal zu einem kostenlosen Probetraining, bei dem du auch siehst, wie weit du nach 30 Videos sein wirst, wie weit du nach 60 Videos sein wirst. Und da kannst du das nochmal alles auf Herz und Nieren prüfen. Du bekommst dann auch die Texte dazu, die MP3-Dateien zum Download. Du hast Videos, die du dann siehst, die zum Teil sogar mit Untertitel dann versehen sind. Und natürlich noch das komplette Vokabular des Kurses sortiert nach Häufigkeit, damit du weißt, welche Vokabeln du auch als erstes lernen musst. Du bekommst die 100 häufigsten Ausdrücke auf Deutsch und auf Englisch. Also es lohnt sich wirklich und viele, viele Menschen haben mit unserem Avatar-Training schon Englisch gelernt. Weitere Sprachen sind natürlich auch in der Vorbereitung und werden dann an der Speed Learning International School mit der Zeit auch hochgeladen. Du bekommst jede Woche 3 Videos freigeschaltet, sodass du nach 33 Wochen den kompletten Kurs durch hast und so in einem bequemen, gemütlichen Tempo arbeiten kannst. Wie gesagt, du schaust dir diese Videos an, die gehen manchmal maximal 5 Minuten länger nicht. Hast die Texte dazu, kannst du die MP3-Datei mitnehmen und dann beim Autofahren, auf dem Weg zur Arbeit, in der Bahn oder beim Sport, beim Kochen, beim Bügeln, beim Gassigehen. Dir fallen bestimmt noch weitere Möglichkeiten ein. Diese Übungen immer weiter wiederholen und natürlich dann auch den Schwierigkeitsgrad entsprechend steigern. Insgesamt werden wir 600 Videos in diesem Kurs vorbereiten, um dich von A1 auf C2 zu bringen. Aber jetzt erstmal viel Spaß.
Hello. Today we are going to practice telephone conversations. Imagine that you are calling a family or a company and want to speak to someone. In our case, we would like to speak to Tony. To do this, you can use the following sentences and replace my name with yours. Hello, my name is Jonathan. Can I speak to Tony, please? Your interlocutor will then reply with, "One moment, please, I'll put you through to Tony." Or with, "One moment, please, I'll put Tony on the phone." I'm going to name various people and you are to introduce yourself on the phone and ask for that person. Are you ready? Then let's get started. With Maria. One moment, please. I'll get Maria on the phone. With Mr. Carpenter. One moment, please. I'll put you through to Mr. Carpenter. With Mrs. Bricklayer. One moment, please. I'll put you through to Mrs. Bricklayer. With Patrick. One moment, please. I'll put Patrick on the phone. With Mr. Taylor. One moment, please. I'll put you through to Mr. Taylor. With Sarah. One moment, please. I'll put Sarah on the phone. With Mrs. Baker. One moment, please. I'll put you through to Mrs. Baker. With Mr. Green. One moment, please. I'll put Mr. Green on the phone. With Mr. Black. One moment, please. I'll put you through to Mr. Black. With Mrs. White. One moment, please. I'll put Mrs. White on the phone. With Mr. Gray. One moment, please. I'll put you through to Mr. Gray. With Mrs. Brown. One moment, please. I'll put Mrs. Braun on the phone. That was very good. Now it's time for a break again, and then think about which sentences you use in your mother tongue on the phone. Then translate these sentences into your target language and find the words on the internet that you don't know yet. Have fun and see you next time.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Wir widmen uns nochmal den Telefonaten, noch ein bisschen intensiver und werden noch ein paar Berufsbezeichnungen kennenlernen. Auch hier wieder, es gibt im Englischen keine unterschiedlichen Bezeichnungen. Also man sagt jetzt nicht Policeman und Policewoman oder Doctor und Doctorette oder so, sondern Nurse. Es gibt ein Beruf und dieser Beruf hat ein grammatikalisches Geschlecht und damit ist gut. Und das grammatikalische Geschlecht hat eben, genauso wie im Deutschen, nichts mit dem biologischen Geschlecht zu tun. Von daher werden Berufe einfach auch nicht verändert. Gut, telefonieren wir ein bisschen. Es geht los bei 3, 2, 1, jetzt.
Hello.
Hi.
Today we're going to practice telephone conversations a little more intensively.
I love it.
This time the person you are talking to is not present, so they ask you why you are calling and if you would like to leave a message.
Okay.
Let's say you want to speak to the manager of a company.
Mm-hmm.
Here the following dialogue is possible. Hello, my name is Jonathan. I would like to speak to the managing director, please.
Okay.
Your interlocutor will then reply with, I'm sorry, but the managing director is in a meeting right now. May I take a message? To which you reply, Yes, please call me back. My name is Jonathan and my phone number is 0312-5476-9810. All right. Then I'm going to name you different people again and you're supposed to make the phone call as shown in the example.
Okay.
Please replace my name and phone number with your name and phone number.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Then let's get started.
Yes.
With the doctor.
Hello, my name is Sven. I would like to the doctor, please. Is the doctor around? I would like to make an appointment.
I'm sorry, but the doctor is in the appointment right now. May I take a message to him?
Yes, please. My name is Sven and my telephone number is 0173-368-2780. Thank you very much.
All right, I'll give him the message. Thank you very much and goodbye. With Mrs. Cook.
Hello, my name is Sven. I would like to talk to Mrs. Cook. Mrs. Victoria Cook, please.
I'm sorry, but Mrs. Cook is in the appointment right now. May I take a message for her?
Yes, please. Maybe she can send me an email. My email address is info@sven-frank.com.
All right, I'll give her the message. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
With the teacher.
Hello, my name is Sven Frank. I'm Jonathan's son. Father, of course. I would like to talk to the teacher, please.
I'm sorry, but the teacher is in the appointment right now. May I take a message to him?
Yes. Just tell him I would like to talk to him. He can phone me back on my mobile phone number. He should have it.
All right. I'll give him the message. Thank you very much and goodbye. With the midwife.
Hello, my name is Sven. I have to talk to the midwife immediately. I need a midwife now on the phone, please.
I'm sorry, but the midwife is in her appointment right now. May I take a message for her?
Okay, tell her that, I'm going to give birth to the baby now.
All right, I'll give her the message. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
With the sales management.
Hello, good morning. My name is Dr. Sven Frank and I would like to talk to the sales management. I have a complaint or a proposal, depends.
I'm sorry, but the sales management is in the appointment right now. May I take a message to her?
Yes, please tell her that I would like to meet her for lunch to discuss our new project at 12 p.m. at the bar.
All right, I'll pass it on.
Thanks.
Thank you very much and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
That was great again. Now you're already pretty well prepared for phone calls. Give yourself a break again and then try to do these dialogues without this video. See you soon.
Ja, also das ist auch eine ganz wichtige Sache, die wir beim Lernen immer so berücksichtigen, dass man natürlich, nachdem man so ein Video oder jetzt auch hier diesen Podcast durchgearbeitet hat, eine Pause einlegt, damit sich das Ganze setzen kann. Das heißt, eine Pause, in der wir unser Gehirn auch nicht kognitiv mit anderen Dingen beschäftigen. Keine E-Mails schreiben, keine Nachrichten per WhatsApp oder Telefongespräche ins nächste Meeting gehen oder so, sondern wirklich mal eine Viertelstunde da sitzen, Tee trinken, vielleicht ein bisschen den Eichhörnchen beim Nüsse-Knabbern zugucken und vielleicht auch ein bisschen spazieren gehen. Wenn man mit dem Hund rausgeht oder so, wäre eine gute Idee. Wenn man keinen hat, dann geht man halt ohne Hund raus. Also wichtig, Pausen einfach, damit das Gehirn die Synapsen bilden kann. Die Hardware, die Nervenzellen im Gehirn müssen gebildet werden, damit man das Vokabular überhaupt abrufen kann. Jetzt bist du dran mit den Telefoncalls. Versuch das nachzumachen. Deine Handynummer solltest du auswendig können. Du solltest deine E-Mail-Adresse beschreiben können. Und ansonsten hab einfach Spaß. Wir hören uns in der nächsten Podcast-Folge.
Hello. Today we're going to practice telephone conversations a little more intensively. This time the person you are talking to is not present, so they ask you why you are calling and if you would like to leave a message. Let's say you want to speak to the manager of a company. Here the following dialogue is possible. Hello, my name is Jonathan. I would like to speak to the managing director, please. Your interlocutor will then reply with, I'm sorry, but the managing director is in a meeting right now. May I take a message? To which you reply, yes, please call me back. My name is Jonathan and my phone number is 0312-5476-9810. All right. Then I'm going to name you different people again and you're supposed to make the phone call as shown in the example. Please replace my name and phone number with your name and phone number. Are you ready? Then let's get started. With the doctor. I'm sorry, but the doctor is in the appointment right now. May I take a message to him? All right, I'll give him the message. Thank you very much and goodbye. With Mrs. Cook. I'm sorry, but Mrs. Cook is in the appointment right now. May I take a message for her? All right, I'll give her the message. Thank you very much and goodbye. With the teacher. I'm sorry, but the teacher is in the appointment right now. May I take a message to him? All right, I'll give him the message. Thank you very much and goodbye. With the midwife. I'm sorry, but the midwife is in her appointment right now. May I take a message for her? All right, I'll give her the message. Thank you very much and goodbye. With the sales management. I'm sorry, but the sales management is in the appointment right now. May I take a message to her? All right, I'll pass it on. Thank you very much and goodbye. That was great again. Now you're already pretty well prepared for phone calls. Give yourself a break again and then try to do these dialogues without this video. See you soon.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning.
Ja, hallo und herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Heute haben wir den ersten Test. Es wird jetzt also ein Gespräch geführt mit Jonathan und da gibt es erstmal kein richtig oder falsch. Es geht einfach nur darum, bist du in der Lage, diese Gesprächssituation entsprechend zu führen, und zwar in den zeitlichen Lücken, die dir das Avatar-Training in dem Moment lässt. Ich werde es wieder einmal demonstrieren. Anschließend hast du die Möglichkeit, das Ganze für dich wieder zu machen, ohne dass du meine Stimme als Inspiration oder Vorgabe hast. Also, gehen wir an den ersten Test.
Hello.
Hi.
Today I have the first test for you.
Great.
Let's just have a conversation to check what you have already learned from the exercises so far.
Okay.
If you need more time for the answers, pause this video for a moment. Are you ready?
Yes.
Then here we go.
Let's go.
Hello, my name is Jonathan. What is your name?
Hello, my name is Sven. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, too. Thank you. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Germany.
I've never been there, unfortunately.
That's a shame.
I'm hungry. Let's go to a restaurant and talk some more there.
That's a great idea. I'm hungry, too.
So, please take a seat. What would you like to eat?
Let me have a salad, please.
Are you a vegetarian?
Well, kind of, yes.
And what would you like to drink?
Oh, still water would be fine.
Do you drink alcohol?
No, actually, I don't drink any alcohol.
Do you like it in the city?
Oh, I love that city. It's really beautiful.
Is this your first time here?
Yes, actually, it's the first time I've been to England, but I like it.
Have you met my brother John?
Not yet. No, I haven't met your brother John.
We can meet John after dinner. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree. That's a good idea. He's probably a nice guy.
How long are you going to be in town?
Well, I'll be here for about 3 days, and then I'll continue to Cornwall on Wednesday.
What else do you want to do while you're here in town?
Well, honestly, I'm a big Paddington fan. I would like to do the Paddington Trail, go to Paddington Station and follow the Paddington Trail. I would love to do that.
That's great. Why don't you tell me a bit more about yourself?
Okay.
Are you married?
Well, actually, I'm not married.
Do you have children?
Yes, I have 2 wonderful boys.
I have been married for 13 years and have 2 children.
Oh, my goodness.
My daughter is called Sarah and is 10 years old. My son is called Stephen and will start school this year.
Lovely.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I don't work anymore. I just course my life.
And what do you work at exactly?
Well, look, I've published a couple of books and I'm running a learning platform. So I'm just enjoying my life and helping people to learn foreign languages.
I see. What does a normal day look like for you then?
Well, I get up in the morning, I record some podcasts, I learn some languages, and for the rest of the day, I just do what I want to. And I enjoy life.
That's very interesting. I would like to know a bit more about it. Why don't you tell us what you did last week, for example?
Well, last week I went to my parents and helped them a little bit because my father is not that fit anymore. And I spent time with my girlfriend and with my son.
What else do you do when you don't have to work? Do you have any hobbies?
Well, I like being on the boat, I like reading, playing instruments, traveling, I travel a lot, and I like doing sports, I do karate.
Well, I really have to say that I'm absolutely thrilled with your language skills.
Thank you.
Now repeat this exercise a few more times and vary your answers.
Okay.
You are really making great progress and you can be very proud of yourself. You passed the test with flying colors. Keep it up. See you soon.
Okay, also das ist der erste Test. Wenn du jetzt das Gefühl hast, es fällt dir noch ein bisschen schwer, diese Fragen in dieser Kürze, die dir gegeben wird, zu beantworten, dann halte den Podcast an dieser Stelle einfach kurz an und lass dir ein bisschen mehr Zeit zum Überlegen. Wenn du das Avatar-Training machst und an Video 30 angekommen bist, dann hast du die Möglichkeit, einen Online-Termin zu vereinbaren, um dich live prüfen zu lassen. Wir gehen dann einfach dieses Video mit dir durch und schauen, wie gut du mit den entsprechenden Antworten klarkommst. Das ist quasi so die erste Überprüfung. Und für Menschen, die in Urlaub fahren wollen, ins Ausland gehen wollen, um dort, ich sag mal, einen Ferienjob zu machen oder so, reicht das auch schon völlig aus. Die nachfolgenden Videos, die gehen dann natürlich ein bisschen mehr in smarteres Englisch und sowas. Jetzt hast du die Möglichkeit, diese Übung auch zu machen. Und wie gesagt, wenn du mehr möchtest, findest du ja in der Podcast-Beschreibung auch die Links. Nochmal die Probe, dass du auch mal siehst, wo stehst du denn nach 60 Videos zum Beispiel und so weiter und so fort. Aber jetzt erstmal viel Spaß mit der Konversation mit Jonathan und wir sehen uns beim nächsten Mal.
Hello. Today I have the first test for you. Let's just have a conversation to check what you have already learned from the exercises so far. If you need more time for the answers, pause this video for a moment. Are you ready? Then here we go. Hello, my name is Jonathan. What is your name? Nice to meet you. How are you? I'm fine, too. Thank you. Where are you from? I've never been there, unfortunately. I'm hungry. Let's go to a restaurant and talk some more there. So, please take a seat. What would you like to eat? Are you a vegetarian? And what would you like to drink? Do you drink alcohol? Do you like it in the city? Is this your first time here? Have you met my brother John? We can meet John after dinner. Do you agree? How long are you going to be in town? What else do you want to do while you're here in town? That's great. Why don't you tell me a bit more about yourself? Are you married? Do you have children? I have been married for 13 years and have 2 children. My daughter is called Sarah and is 10 years old. My son is called Stephen and will start school this year. What do you do for a living? And what do you work at exactly? I see. What does a normal day look like for you then? That's very interesting. I would like to know a bit more about it. Why don't you tell us what you did last week, for example? What else do you do when you don't have to work? Do you have any hobbies? Well, I really have to say that I'm absolutely thrilled with your language skills. Now repeat this exercise a few more times and vary your answers. You are really making great progress and you can be very proud of yourself. You passed the test with flying colors. Keep it up. See you soon.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.